Thank you. How, show of hands of anybody in the room that's ever played football, been associated with it, cheerleaders, everything. Just a show of hands real quick. Nice. Nice turnout. Videos like that always kind of get the blood boiling a little bit, where you want to get back in the uniform, put the helmet back on, put the mouthpiece in, Big Mac, you know what I'm saying? We're a little aged now, though. It's a little different. I'm Andre Ware. I want to welcome everybody to NRG Stadium for what's an exciting day for college football in the city of Houston. I've been involved with the Texas Bowl since the beginning, pretty much, and I've had the opportunity to watch this game or this bowl game grow and become something that rivals any in the country. I do bowl games every bowl season. I've talked to kids after they played in the Texas Bowl, and all of them tell me what an outstanding experience it's been. So they do a fantastic job here, and the growth of this bowl game has been second to none. The Big 12 SEC matchup was really a game changer in 2014. You've got two outstanding conferences. I worked firsthand each and every weekend in the SEC, going to Vanderbilt this weekend to watch Vanderbilt and Missouri, two teams that are still trying to get themselves bowl eligible. But we'll see how that one turns out. But the announcement is huge, and continuing Houston's place as a premier destination in college football around the country. Right now, I'd like to welcome up Houston Texans president, Mr. Jamie Roots, for the formal news that he'll share today.
Thank you. Well, how about a great round of applause for our resident Heisman Trophy winner, color analyst for your Houston Texans, Andre Ware. Andre, great to have you here today. Thank you for your friendship and all your support and all you've meant to our efforts here with the Texans. You know, it's a great day here in Houston, Texas, and the Texas Bowl has always been about Houston and about Texas. In fact, as we think about the brand of the Texas Bowl from the very beginning, we wanted to be a celebration of the culture, heritage, and amazing football tradition of Houston and the Lone Star State. And there's no better testament to what we've achieved over a very short period of time, going from irrelevance and obscurity as a bowl city to one of the most respected bowls in America. There's no better testament to that than being trusted with the 2024 College Football Championship right here at NRG Stadium. You know, both the Houston and the Texas seals feature a five-pointed star. The Texas Bowl in its logo has a five-pointed star. And each one of those points is one of the keys to victory for this game and what we thought about from the very beginning. Number one, the involvement of Texans in Lone Star Sports and Entertainment, I thought was an important start. We took the debt of the previous bowl game over $1 million. We took the risk on the game, and we put our shoulder to the wheel. And over time, we've repaid the debt that was owed to the conferences, and we paid off on our commitment to be important and grow the game of football at all levels in this region, from peewee to professional and everything in the middle. Number two is our partners. The second point, ESPN, a game changer for us. Our partners with SEC and the Big 12 and the amazing member institutions, they've helped us take this game to heights that previously were thought unimaginable for the city of Houston. Number three is our friends at DePelchin Children's Centers. Jennifer Durrell, the CEO, please, if you could recognize her here with us today. One of the things we wanted to do from the beginning is impact a distinctively Texan local charity. And DePelchin is Houston's oldest charity. And so while the Texas Bowl game will happen over one day, every day of the year, foster families, foster children's lives are better because of the Texas Bowl, raising well over $1 million for DePelchin Children's Centers, and we're just getting started. And of course, the fans. Can't do anything without the fans. I say it often, we have the best fans in the National Football League right here in Houston, Texas. But it's not just for NFL football. We have the best college football fans right here in the city of Houston. Particularly when you think about it, we're at the confluence of Big 12 and SEC country. Our fans have been amazing. And it might surprise you that this is now the fourth best attended bowl game in America, number four. So who's in front of us? Well, it's nothing to be sad about. We're just behind the rose, the cotton, and the peach. But who are we ahead of? We're ahead of the sugar, the orange, and the fiesta. The New Year's Six ought to be the New Year's Seven. That's my hope. So I want to thank the Texas Bowl fans for helping to make this a cherished holiday tradition in the city of Houston. And today, it's the fifth and final point on that five-pointed star, a hometown headquartered partner to stand with us to grow the game, a title sponsor that shares our passion for the city of Houston. I'm pleased to announce that from today forward, the Texas Bowl will now be called the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl. Just a couple of facts. You know them. They're a household name here in Houston, but they are Houston's number two private employer. They employ 5,400 local Houstonians. It's about a quarter of their entire employment base, which is 22,600. And they have 225 stores across a region that matches perfectly to the Big 12 and SEC footprint. So why is a locally headquartered partner as the title so vital for us? William Shakespeare got it wrong. A rose by any other name would not smell so sweet. The title on the game is absolutely critical, and I'll give you two examples. In Tampa, their bowl prospects were floundering. They started in 1947 with that great game, you remember it, right? The Cigar Bowl, right? And then in 1986, they moved the Hall of Fame Bowl from Alabama, and the game continued to struggle. It wasn't until 1995 when local restaurateur headquartered right in Tampa, Outback, stood behind the game. And for two decades, that game has been part of our New Year's Day football tradition. The second example, Atlanta, Georgia, actually my hometown, so I witnessed this. The Lions Club started the Peach Bowl in 1968. It nearly folded five or six times. The Chamber took it over, just like Lone Star Sports and Entertainment took over the bowl prospects here in Houston. And in 1997, Chick-fil-A, the local great chicken company that we all crave today, became the title partner of the game, a leading Atlanta headquartered company. And over two decades, they put up amazing stats. 17 consecutive sellouts. The number one non-BCS bowl game in the country. And they started the season kickoff concept. And now they have multiple games in Atlanta to begin the college football season. And now they are an integral part of the New Year's Six. So with a locally headquartered partner, a game that's meaningful starts to mean so much more. At the Texans, we talk about the three imperatives: to win championships, create memorable experiences, and do great things for Houston. When do great things for Houston is integral into what you do things that on the surface don't seem to make sense, like running a bowl game. It doesn't make sense for an NFL team, but it makes sense for us because we're playing a bigger game for our community. And it was clear from my first conversation with JK and with Tom that they shared our spirit of doing great things for Houston. So proud today to welcome Academy as our if not but for partner. If not but for Academy, this game would not happen. If not but for Academy, the incredible future that we envision for Houston and for the bowl game would not be possible. So we look forward to working with Academy to take the Texas Bowl to a whole new level. Whole new level in terms of the economic impact that we deliver. Right now, $50 million annually and 50,000 out-of-town visitors from the Texas Bowl. There's more that we can do. To a whole new level in terms of our support for the community. Certainly, DePelchin will benefit greatly, but there are other initiatives because we are both aligned around improving the city where we live and work and play, and to provide visibility and build the brand for the great city of Houston, the next great global city, the most diverse city in America, diverse in terms of people, culture, cuisine, arts, entertainment, sports, most diverse in America, and a fun city. If you want to do it, you can find it in Houston, Texas, and a city that's got a can-do spirit like none other. If you can dream it, you can do it in Houston, Texas. And I can't think of a better example of the can-do spirit of Houston than what we've experienced over the last 12 years with the Texas Bowl. And as proud as I am of what we've accomplished to date, let me tell you, there's a whole new level for us to realize for this great city. So I'm excited to welcome the fifth and final point on the Texas Bowl star, a day one partner with your Houston Texans and our hometown sporting goods retailer, Academy Sports and Outdoors. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce a super friend of mine and an amazing partner, the CEO of Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mr. J.K. Simancic.
Good afternoon, everybody. We're honored to be able to be a part of not only this event, but this great partnership. Our mission at Academy is to make it easier for everyone to enjoy more sports and outdoors. And there's not much that delivers the level of joy to our customers and to our 22,000 team members as does college football. Frankly, some of us would like a little more joy, depending on your team, but it is something that's so important to all of the communities that we have the opportunity to serve across 16 states. And as Jamie pointed out, the marriage of that with the SEC and the Big 12 is so important to our team and to our customers that when the opportunity to be a part of this came up, it was something that really gave us time to stop and think and made a lot of sense to consider. But these are hard things to do, and they're ambitious visions, and you know, Jamie's got a day job, our team has a day job, we want to make a difference in the community. It makes it so much easier to sign up to be a part of this when not only does it match up with what's important to your team, what's important to the communities you serve, but it's also the opportunity to work with great partners. So when you sit down and do the math around the great partnership that we have had from day one with the Houston Texans, the opportunity to work with Lone Star Sports Entertainment, ESPN, and to do it in this city that's our home, a city that is, I think, you know, everything that Jamie said and more. And when you look at what's happened in the world of late, where tough times hit, and you have the opportunity to show the real character of a community, I think Houston has passed that with flying colors. And anything that we can do to invest in that is something that's not just a great opportunity, but a responsibility that we have held dear to our hearts going back to the days of Max and Arthur Gotchman running this company, which will be 80 years old next year. So I am truly excited for the opportunity, thankful for that opportunity, appreciative of all the great things that have been done to write new chapters in the evolution of this great sporting event, and truly humbled to have the opportunity on behalf of our 22,000 team members to play a part in writing whatever those future chapters will be. So thank you for the opportunity. David, we're excited to do great things together. So David Fletcher, please, thank you.
I don't know if I could say it any better than those two gentlemen have, but let me say it once again. JK, Tom, the entire Academy team, thank you for your support of this event, of our organization, of our community. We're looking forward to doing some great things together for college football fans and for Houston. I want to thank all of you for being here today. We really have had such an amazing run with the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl over the last few years that I've been involved. Our organization is thrilled about this opportunity, but we certainly don't do it alone. We have an amazing team around us, Our Lone Star Sports and Entertainment and Houston Texans staff are a big part of that, but it's not even just them that are a part of it. We're very honored as part of our legacy through the Texas Bowl to have a great group of gridiron legends, the greatest icons in the history of the game here in Texas, that are ambassadors for our work in the community. I'm very honored that 11 of those gentlemen are here today, and I'd like to recognize them for their contributions to the game of football and to our community here in Texas, and also for being here today. So please hold your applause till the end. Andre Ware, Brian Bosworth, John McClain, Gerald McNeil, Michael Bishop, Dan Pastorini, Charles Alexander, Coach Mike Johnson, a Katy guy, Dave Elmendorf, Don Trull, and Bill Bradley, and also our special guest, Alois Blackwell, great U of H player as well. Gentlemen, thank you for everything you do to support the game and for your contributions to the game of football. I'd also be remiss that I'd like to introduce two of our great leaders, Don Faust Jr., June Dedrick. Would you mind joining me up here on stage? Our chairman and vice chair for the Texas Bowl. Been an integral part of the relationship we've had in growing this game locally since day one, and also stewards of our relationship with the Pelchin. Don, June, it's a great honor to work with you and our entire board who have helped make this one of the most iconic parts of the calendar every year in the sporting scene here in Houston. We've got great sponsors, great volunteers through the Pelchin, and a number of key stakeholders that make this game a reality year in and year out. And the best is yet to come. And I'd be remiss if I didn't thank ESPN for their partnership and their support of this game. They truly have been a game changer, much like the Big 12 and the SEC, in making this game a reality, and not just a reality, but thrive here in Houston. With that, I'd like to thank all of you for coming here today. I do want to welcome our Gridiron Legends and Academy members to stick around afterwards. December 27th, right here at NRG Stadium, 8 p.m. nationally on ESPN. The Big 12, the SEC will collide once again in the best bowl game in the country that just got better for all. Thank you all for your support, and go Texans.